This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Have something to say? Dial us 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 10:02. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. I just went out and got another cup of water, and I thought the cup of water I had before was empty, and I went to put the one cup in the other cup, and now I've got water on my hands. 10:02, McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. I'm doing stupid things all morning long. Two more hours. As we got you all the way till midnight right here on The Fan, a little bit of baseball. Weaver signs with the Mets. They have now, and again, I haven't really gone all in as many Yankee fans have on this, you know. All the Mets are doing are signing these former Yankees. Like, I haven't done that, but you have to admit, it's getting a little out of hand now. I mean, there is no doubt at this point, Stearns is putting serious value on players who've played in this market. Like, there's no other way that's got to be part of it. It can't just be happenstance and coincidence. It can't be. There's got to be some level of he believes this is an asset. Because three failed closers in two off-seasons is a bit much. That's hard to deny. He brought in the last three closers that have failed for the Yankees have signed with the Mets. That's their bullpen and a starter in the rotation. Stearns, we could tell he values short-term contracts, and he values guys who've been in this market and have played in New York. There's no other way to put it. It has to be part of it. There's no way that it's just, and forget the Soto. The Soto one doesn't count. Yes, and when I say that, I don't mean it doesn't count. It doesn't count. I'm trying to dismiss it as a Yankee fan. I'm saying Soto was so freaking awesome that it doesn't matter that he was a Yankee. That had nothing to do with it. It just happened to be a happy circumstance, a happy coincidence for David Stearns and Steve Cohen, and that they were able to steal him away from the Yankees. And Cohen was able to make that kind of statement, which I think has now been evaporated. Like, any goodwill he's gotten from that has kind of gone away within a year, which is remarkable. A year ago this time, he was the king of the world. The two of them were the kings of the world, and now it's like... cheap. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing, and this one's cheap. It's like, it's amazing the narrative that has changed within the fan base for the most part. Not every fan, but for the most part. But yeah, I mean, Juan Soto doesn't count. He's so awesome that it didn't matter where he was coming from. But outside of that, there's no way you can't tell me that they don't value Weaver on some level because he dealt with pitching in New York. It's got to be part of it because it's just too many damn former Yankees. It is getting odd. And I haven't been one of the Yankee fans to take that bait. I haven't, especially with Juan Soto being one of them, and that really hurt. So I'm not eager to talk about how it's ridiculous that they're signing all these former Yankees. But all three failed closers in the last 2 years is a bit weird. 888-808-1019. Bobby in Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
You forgot about the great Frankie Montas. But,
the great Frankie Montas. Well, that one's different, too, because he's so bad that it doesn't matter that he was a Yankee or not.
He's not even pitching this year, and they're paying him, whatever.
They already cut him. Yeah, he's gone, and they're paying him. Yeah.
Now, I want to talk about, the relievers and Polanco, if I may. I'll be quick.
Okay.
This guy, Billy Bannon, he had a great year last year. I mean, there's no denying him. They were very close to get to the World Series. But he signed, this is like an aggregate Billy Bean money ball. I mean, he signed Williams and Weaver for 73, right? And he could have gotten Diaz for that. And I mean, I don't know if you guys watched the postseason the last couple of years. I didn't want Williams on the Yankees after the Alonso home run because you never know how a reliever's going to react after that. And he didn't particularly react too good as a closer. And we know how Weaver did last year in a couple of Toronto games. He was horrible. I don't know why Boone kept pitching him. It was just – and also the Boston game. I was just – it's just insane that he's got two guys that basically sucked in the postseason last year for the same price as Diaz. I don't know. Who would you rather have?
I hear what you're saying. I would definitely want Diaz. I could get Diaz and another arm as opposed to these two. I don't disagree with you. 100% I'd rather have Diaz. Now, I do think it's unfair to say – Williams sucked in the postseason because that's not true. He was good for the Yankees.
With the game, he came in, he blew up 2-4-1. I mean, that was kind of a big game.
Yeah, I mean, he came in the final game you're talking about?
With 88 pitches, which was ridiculous.
Yeah, but I mean, the situation he came into was he almost got out of it. He got a strikeout and he almost got out of it and then gave like a bloop single for two runs. Like he was good down the stretch and into the postseason. Devin Williams pitched well down the stretch of the season last year. I don't think it's fair to say he was a terrible pitcher in the postseason. I don't think that was fair. I agree with you, he had a miserable year overall. And I'd be concerned about him if I'm the Mets and him as the closer as opposed to Diaz as the closer, I do think is worlds apart. So I agree with everything you said. I'm just trying to be fair. I think it's unfair to say he was a failed postseason pitcher last year. Obviously, that Weaver falls into that category. I mean, you can't be worse. He had two outings. He got one out. His ERA is 135, not 1.35, 135. He was a disaster in the postseason last year. But the year before that, he was great. So, I don't know. Do I agree with you? Would I rather have Williams and Weaver or Diaz and some other arm that they got besides Weaver, even if that arm is slightly worse than Weaver? Yes. Yes. I'd rather have Diaz. 100%. 100%. Ryan in Kent, Connecticut. What's up, Ryan?
Yo, what's up, C-Mac?
What's up, Ryan?
Real quick, I hope you're still on Saturday mornings. I love listening to you on Saturday mornings.
I will still be doing Saturday mornings.
That is great to hear. Second, say the Yankees lose out on the whole Belly, Tucker, and even King thing. Mm-hmm. With losing Williams and Weaver, what do you think their next move should be? Let me hear your opinion. I love it.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that. What's the next Yankee move? They should trade for one. I keep wanting to say Wandy Peralta. They should trade for Freddie Peralta. I want to trade for Peralta. That's what I want to do. I disagree with the Talking Yanks guys. I do not think it's going to be a package anywhere near what Skubal gets you, or what you would have to give up to get Skubal. I don't think that at all. They just made a deal with Milwaukee last year. It worked out well for Milwaukee. I think I would be willing to give up Jason Dominguez for Peralta. And then I would need to add to left field as well. But, I'd be willing to give up something. I don't know if I'd be willing to give up a ton. I'd be willing to give up one of the higher prospects. You might not even have to give up Dominguez. I don't know. I don't know what you'd have to give up. But I would trade for Peralta because I just don't buy The Yankees continue to be in on Imai. I keep hearing it over and over again that they're in on him. That contract could get up to upwards of $180 to $200 million. I just don't believe, until I see it, I will not believe. I don't believe they're in on King. I don't believe they're in on Imai. I do not think they are going to spend big-time money and give a contract of 3 to 4 years to a starting pitcher right now when they have Cole, when they have Fried, when they have Rodon. I just don't see them investing any more money into the starting pitching rotation. I just don't. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I just don't see it. So my next move is to trade for a starting pitcher. Peralta is at the top of my list. And then I would sign Bellinger. But say your point was they missed out on Bellinger. If they miss out on Bellinger, I am trading for a starting pitcher, and I'm trading for a outfielder. I'm trying to see what I can get for Kwan, and I'm trying to see what I can get for Donovan. And worst comes to worst, then I'm playing Dominguez and a combination of Dominguez, Spencer Jones, and some other right-handed bad outfielder in some platoon situation in left. Like, that's it. I don't expect big moves. I don't, like, they missed out on Bellinger. They're not going to Tucker. One, that's if Tucker doesn't sign first. Like, I just don't see it. I think they should go to Bichette. I would bring in Bichette. That would be my number one target. That would be my number one target. Bring in Bichette, trade for Peralta, trade for an outfielder. That's what I would do. Or play Spencer Jones and Dominguez and get a right-handed hitting outfielder. You could even play Amed Rosario a little bit in left field. That's what I would do. King George in the Bronx. What's up, George?
Live long and prosper. Have a good January and February so you can march on through.
Yep.
And tonight you're C-Mac the Jefferson going to a deluxe apartment in the sky. And
moving on up.
You did, and you earned it.
Thank you very much. That's absolutely true. Yes, thank you very much.
And I want to talk about people having problems with them having giving a little input to Dart. I agree with it because I remember what Walt Michaels said when he took over the Jets. Joe Namath was running his mouth. He said, Joe Namath is a player. He don't know what's good for the team.
Mm-hmm.
So you run.
I would take Joe Namath's advice.
Yeah, well, Walt Michaels said he's a player. He don't know what he's talking. And guess what? Joe Namath ended up in L.A. with the Rams.
You know, they were talking about that on the afternoon show. They were doing, I guess one of the Cincos was, I don't know if it was today or yesterday or something, but top five players in a different uniform that just didn't feel right, or something along those lines. Joe Namath would obviously be one of them. I guess he was in Marash's lifetime, though, so Joe Namath didn't make the cut. But, yeah, and again, I don't remember it either. I didn't watch it live. But, yeah, him in a Rams uniform was weird. But, yeah, I don't understand why anyone would have a problem with Jackson Dart being involved. I'm not saying he gets to pick the coach. I'm saying he's involved in the discussion. Why is that a negative? I don't understand the negativity to it. That he hasn't earned that? He hasn't earned, what, only Joe Montana gets to be involved in decisions? Like, this next year is a huge year for Jackson Dart and the team. And it's a huge decision which coach is going to be the one that, you know, still kind of nurtures him a little bit and gets him to become the quarterback we believe he can become. This is an important year. He's not there. It's only been 7 games. I think he has the ability to be a great quarterback. Go show it, and he's going to, you know, I'd like him to have a guy he feels he can work with. I don't know why you wouldn't want him in the conversation. John and Brick. What's up, John?
Hey, good. How are you, C-Mac?
Good, John.
No, you just hit on what I was going to say. You were saying about going for Bichette and trading for Peralta, because I think it's a big thing. The Yankees, if they get Bellinger or even if they trade for like a Kwan or someone like that, they're way too left-handed. They only have two two right-handed bats, really. All they've got is Judge and Stanton. There's no other real right-handed bat in their lineup. Maybe Volpe, but Volpe's not going to be around for first month. So they really need a right-handed bat.
They do. They have they've added Rosario as like a platoon player for days against tough lefties, but yes.
That's why I think it makes sense to go for a guy like Bichette, at least have another threat with a right-handed bat.
Totally agree. And I'd play him at shortstop, and I would move pieces around as the season goes on and do what I have to do, what makes sense. If a player emerges who deserves to play, then I'll figure it out. I definitely would do that. I'm 100% on board. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do that.
And then you could play him second base next year 100%. If you don't sign Jazz.
Yep, 100%. I totally agree. Or move him to third and figure out a way to get rid of McMahon after with only 1 year of $15, $16 million left as opposed to two. Eat some of that money and trade him. And play Bichette at third. And by that time, you're hoping that maybe, you know, the young Lombard would be ready to come up and take over a shortstop. I think Bichette would be the perfect complement to this team. But they love Anthony Volpe. They're not playing anybody else at shortstop. They'll play Caballero until Volpe is healthy. They expect Volpe to be healthy early on in the year. He's their guy. They are not going to deviate from that. They're not going to bring in Bichette. They should. They absolutely should. It's a mistake. I don't know why they are connected to Volpe. He has not earned the right to be the starting Yankee shortstop. He's had three seasons. Three. This isn't one bad year as a rookie. I don't care how old he is. This is his. He had three full major league seasons, and he's been the worst. He's been one of the worst hitters in the game. He's been one of the worst hitters who get 500 at bats, who play 160 games. He's one of, if not the worst hitter who plays every day in Major League Baseball. I'm sorry. That does not guarantee you the shortstop position for the New York Yankees. I don't care how much you think of him. I don't care. And again, I'm open to playing him sporadically and then him winning the job again if it works out that way. Like, if they sign Bichette, I would, against lefties, play Bichette at third, play Volpe at short. I'm okay with that. McMahon hasn't earned or is guaranteed anything either. Now, I don't know how Bichette feels about moving around. I'm sure he's open to play second base. I don't know how he feels about playing short 3 days a week, second base 2 days a week. I don't know how he feels about that necessarily. But, like, I would be open to giving Volpe an opportunity to show me that he's finally ready to take off. And if he does, then I'll react accordingly. And I'll fully transition Bichette to third and play Volpe at short. And have one hell of an expensive bench player in McMahon. That's what the Yankees should do. That's who the Yankees should be. Best player plays. Right now, they need a legitimate right-handed bat and a shortstop. They should go get Bichette. It makes the Blue Jays worse. It improves them. It gives them a right-handed contact power hitter in the infield that they desperately need. And if Anthony Volpe, I'd still give him chances. If you give him, you know, if there's an injury and he plays for 2 weeks and he's on fire in those 2 weeks, then I give him a third week. But he has not earned the right to just be given the position. From day one, he doesn't deserve it. Frank in Manhattan, what's up, Frank?
Hey, C-Mac, what's going on with Michael King? Why didn't the Mets jump on him quick, real quick?
Yeah, I would think the Mets more so than the Yankees. But here's the only issue I have, right? If you look at the Mets rotation right now, right, which is pretty much non-existent, right? You got Senga. Right now, you have McLean, who has, by the way, we haven't talked about this, McLean, who has approved to go play for the U.S. team, I'm sure, in the World Baseball Classic. I'm sure Met fans are very nervous.
Oh, no.
Yep. He is going to pitch for He's going to pitch for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, God. I forgot to mention that. I hate to say this. I'm biting my tongue. I hope it doesn't turn out to be another Edwin Diaz fiasco. If you know what I'm saying.
Well, of course, I know exactly. I know exactly what you're saying.
Really?
Lord
in heaven, only the Mets.
Nolan McLean and Clay Holmes added to Team USA, so both of them. Hopefully they stay healthy. But you have McLean, you have Holmes.
Michael King.
I know, but let me. I'm getting to my point about Michael King. The one thing about Michael about Michael King, though, he just isn't consistently healthy. And I feel like the Mets rotation does need some proven innings, right? McLean's a rookie.
You're right.
McLean's a rookie. Clay Holmes has been a five-inning guy. I don't know about Peterson. Sanga has not been able to stay healthy. And when he does, he's a five-inning guy who pitches every sixth day. Like, you need some guys that you know can give you some innings. And right now, Michael King just isn't that. He's filthy. He's got great stuff. I think he would come in and, when healthy, pitch great for the Mets. And I'm not saying they shouldn't sign him. I'm just saying that would be the one thing that would concern me, is I don't know if I can trust getting 170 innings out of him, and I feel like the Mets definitely need someone that they can trust to get 170 innings.
Yeah, definitely. And what about Sean Manaea? What happened to him? Nobody's talked about
him. Yeah, he'll be back.
Everybody's, like, pushed him to the side? Oh, God. That's a guy who only goes five innings. That's what all they do. They all go five innings, everybody. Not only in the Mets, every team. The guy's a five-inning guy. Can you imagine explaining that to Tom Seaver?
No, but we don't have to. It's baseball. It's different. It's just different. Can you imagine explaining to Joe DiMaggio during his hit streak that he wasn't going to face the same tired starting pitcher who's thrown 175 pitches in his fourth at bat? Instead of a right-hander coming out of the bullpen throwing 102? Would you like to explain that to Joe DiMaggio? Because I'm sure he wouldn't love that idea. Baseball's different. Game changes. It's the way it is. Need the bullpen. Need arms. And you need innings from starting pitching. And right now, I don't know if you can trust Sean Manaea for a lot of innings. I don't know if you can trust Kodai Senga for a lot of innings. I don't know if you can trust Clay Holmes for a lot of innings. I don't know if you could trust Nolan McLean for a lot of innings. Like, I mean, I feel like you can with McLean, but he is a rookie. Just, you never know. If I'm going to get someone to help this rotation, I would really love it to be someone I know I can pencil in as a guy who's pitched and been proven. Now, I know they all could get hurt on any pitch, but that would be my only concern about Michael King. He consistently gets hurt. He consistently misses time, and it's just not one of those guys that you could pencil in for 170, 180 innings. 888, like Dylan Cease, that was the one thing. Like, do I think Michael King is better than Dylan Cease? I do. Do I think Michael King in a big game, I would trust him to get swing and miss and you know, be a guy I could trust on the mound in a big game over Dylan Cease? Absolutely. But Dylan Cease is going to pitch you 190, 200 innings. Like, he's been that kind of guy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
So, yeah, I forgot to mention that. I'm sure Met fans aren't going to be too thrilled with it. I haven't heard of any outside of Judge, if there are any Yankees on the World Baseball Classic roster. But, yes, Nolan McLean and Clay Holmes have been added to the USA World Baseball Classic. That should be fun. Like that should be fun. I'm sure people aren't going to overreact to that and go crazy. The roster, Schwarber. I'm trying to look at the. We'll look at the roster later. I got to get it, but I can't think of anybody outside of Judge doing it for the Yankees right now. I'm sure there are. I got to look, but look, it is what it is. Last year or whenever it was done a couple years ago. It was a pretty good tournament. These guys want to play in it. It's similar to the NBA Cup in a manner in which it doesn't really matter, but certainly the other countries around the world would love to win. Even Team USA would love to win, but they play hard. We'll see. I mean, it scares you, especially. I mean, I guess the best time to get hurt would be in spring training, as long as it's not a devastating injury like Edwin Diaz had, you know, tear your ACL celebrating. But this is the risk. You get involved in these tournaments, you create risk. But Judge will be team captain. Captain America, Aaron Judge. But yes, McLean and, I mean, two starters who the Mets absolutely, I'm not trying to, see, I don't want to do this because I'm going to be considered a bad guy. I don't want to do this. I'm not trying to be a bad guy. I'm not trying to be a bad guy. That's not who I'm trying to be here. I don't want to do this. I don't want to make it seem like I'm rooting for this. I am not. I could not be more clear. I hope everyone who plays in the World Baseball Classic comes out healthy and is ready to go for their teams come the end of March and April. I promise you. But it is a little scary. McLean right now is the one guy you trust at the top of that rotation to be an ace-like pitcher. And Clay Holmes is a very important part of this team. This rotation was a disaster last year. It's their biggest concern kind of this year. They need to add an ace. Right now you need McLean to be as close to that as possible. And, you know, Clay Holmes was pretty steady. Like, he wasn't great, but he was pretty good. And he was pretty good consistently all year for the most part. And gave you the best performance of the season at the very end. He was great in that game against the Marlins. You got to just hope and pray that those two make it through, because those are two really important pieces for the Mets. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mike in Flatbush. What's up, Mike?
C-Mac, man, thank you for taking my call. And you got congratulations it, on the new year, what's coming ahead for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Before I get to my Giants, two things that Dart should do, I just want to say, you know, I was listening to Francesca's podcast, and he was saying mm-hmm. it's so funny how you have top of the corporate food chain guys. They buy teams, and they find out it's not so easy to make a champion in, you know, sports.
Right.
So I want to suggest that any Mets fan out there, I mean, for everybody, but especially for Mets fans to know who you're dealing with, because I don't think they have a plan, and I think that there's something else going on in terms of competence. I'm not saying he's not a super rich man, and maybe Stearns becomes, you know, who he thinks he is. But people should look up. It's free on YouTube. PBS Frontline did an investigation a few years ago on insider trading, and the show isn't all about SAC Capital, but mm-hmm. that's a big part of it. People, you know, it would be interesting to check out, I think. On the Dart thing, I think he should be involved. I absolutely agree with you. He should be involved with the hiring of the head coach. I mean, think about the NBA. I mean, if you have a franchise player, you think that those guys don't have an involvement in picking the NBA, right. their head coach. And number two, what he should be doing is not saying this is part of my game, nobody should be surprised. He's got to get out of bounds. He's got to slide. He's been in the concussion tent 5 out of the last 10 games he's played. He's played mm-hmm. 10 games this year, including preseason. Yep. He's been in that tent 5 times.
Yeah, but only one of them led to a concussion, and you saw the hit last week. Do you think that he, like
his neck moved? I mean, I don't think that they're.
Yeah, but what did he do? What did he do? What did he do that was unsafe in that play that any other quarterback wouldn't do?
I'm not saying he's not a tough guy.
No, but I'm just saying, what did he? No, not that he's not a tough guy. What did he do reckless on that play that he's the reason he went to the blue tent?
Well, he said he wanted to do it. It was, you know, a play that he wanted to, you know, maybe do a little trick and then went back. I mean,
yeah,
maybe
it was a pass play. It was a trick pass play.
Neighbors needs to come back in the worst way. Yeah. You know, they need the wide receivers. He can't be fucking around with a toss at the goal line. So
no, I
just
agree.
Don't want to see the worst thing happen. And, you know, I hope a great long career for him. But
of course,
it doesn't look that way with the way that he's playing.
I disagree. I honestly do. I'm sorry. I disagree. I do not think that he plays at such a reckless pace or the way he plays that he's destined to get hurt. I really don't. I think it's being overblown. We're talking about a couple plays. I know he's went to the tent a couple times. I have to go back and listen. He himself, on the first press conference he did after the concussion, said that not every one of the visits to the blue tent had anything to do with concussions. They weren't all concussion protocol. That's what he said. We're reporting them still. Pat Leonard, everybody else is reporting as if he's been checked for concussions 6 times. He said not every one of those 10 things had to do with my head. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know what the case may be, but that's what Jackson Dart said. I watched him say it. So, I don't know. Last week, he didn't do anything reckless to get checked out. 2 weeks ago, yeah, he didn't get out of bounds, granted. But he did not lean into contact. There was a couple times early in the season where he took on contact for no reason. He's been better at that. He has slid inside the pocket. He dives into empty zones to avoid getting hit, and as opposed to continuing on his feet to get more yards. I have seen a player that is improving. I think the narrative, there's nothing he could do to change it. Like, again, he didn't do anything wrong last week for that concussion protocol. He wasn't reckless. He wasn't careless. He did not get out of bounds. He didn't take on contact. He didn't try to get the extra yard. He had a botched play where he tried to get back to the line of scrimmage, didn't even take that bad a hit, and was back 2 plays in, and we're adding it to the list of, like, here we go. Like, it's not fair. And it's not accurate. And no other quarterback, again, I was watching Sunday Night Football, and Chris Collinsworth was praising J.J. McCarthy for trying to get the extra yard and going head first. Praising him. J.J. McCarthy is getting praised for what Jackson Dart gets vilified for. It's an overblown thing. He needs to work on it. He needs to get better at it because running needs to be part of his game. But we have seen improvements. And he was in the tent for an extra cautious reason. The spotter was extra cautious with him. And he was back in the game in two plays. John in New Brunswick. What's up, John?
What's up, C-Mac? How are you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm all right. Look, I just wanted to give my two cents on this Yankee offseason. Like, I think for me is that this organization, front office, whatever you want to call it, clearly just gets in their own way from being a championship caliber team. Like, we could talk about all the time what we want for the team, what's going to do the team to make it better. Like, you talked about it, getting Bichette. BC also talked about it. I'd love to get Bichette, but here's the problem. They're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
And that sucks because, like, I don't get how you can justify wanting to win a championship team and just letting Volpe be the shortstop when he comes back. That's just so stubborn, and I don't understand it. You got a guy that's proven that he's on a winning team. He was on a World Series team with a Game 7 that can hit.
Well, I mean,
why not?
I mean, Volpe was, as Brian Cashman said, Volpe was the starting shortstop for a World Series team, too. So, I mean, it's not like they can't build a team with him as shortstop to get to the World Series. They can, but I agree with you.
But I'm just saying, like, if you get, like, Bichette, that puts us in a way better chance to
agreed
be a better team than just ride out Volpe. Like, I agree.
And he brings the right-handed bat they could use. I agree. He's not great defensively, so I wouldn't want to. I do view him as either a third baseman or a second baseman moving forward if I give him a long-term contract. I do agree with that. Right. I don't love him at shortstop forever, but I would play him at shortstop for this year and figure something out with Volpe. Totally agree with you. I mean, they love the player. And right now, the owner is a little bit hesitant to spend big money. They have other holes. They're not going to spend money to replace a player they love, even if he's had a bad couple of years, when they need to spend money to get a left fielder, where they need to spend money to get a starting pitcher, possibly. Like, I think that's the places they're looking at first. But yeah. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. I would go get Bichette. They're not going to. That's a new one. The new construction sound is a very tinny kind of, almost like a demonic growl. Man, the construction here is something else.
That was an earthquake for a sec.
Yeah, that was a significant one. I mean, we get those every once in a while. The best one, I've said it a couple times, the one that really got me, I filled in for Boomer and Geo Black Friday morning. There was such a shake, and it felt like from right underneath me, I honestly thought I was going to fall through the floor. Like, I went like this and put my hands on the desk, because I honestly thought the chair was going down. And then, I guess, was it yesterday? We heard such a loud thump. I don't know what's going on. Mikey in Babylon. What's up, Mikey? Mikey! Mikey likes it. Mikey, you there? I guess that's it. Eli in Rockland. What's up, Eli?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I would just like to speak about how the Yankees should get rid of Volpe.
Mm-hmm.
He's just killing our club, doing nothing, terrible defense, offensively doing nothing, and they should bring up Vince Lamar Jr.
What do you think? Well, I, Eli, thank you for the call. I will say this. First, let's get to Volpe before we get to Lombard. I don't think one of the things that bothered me most about Brian Cashman after the season is he went there and blamed the shoulder injury. Now, Boone didn't, and I didn't think they would to this extent, but Cashman has really gone in saying since the surgery, when they opened him up and looked, it was worse than they thought, that he passed during the regular season, all the strength tests, all the different things they do to test the strength of a shoulder, he passed. He said he felt great. He said it wasn't bothering him. And to be fair, his bat speed and power were exactly the same or better than it's ever been. So it wasn't like he was weak. But I'm not willing to give him an excuse for his offense, because he has been the same offensive player since the day he took over the shortstop position for the Yankees. A bad one. He was a bad offensive player last year, and he was a bad offensive player his rookie season. But he was a good defensive player. You want to say that the Gold Glove wasn't earned, or that the Gold Glove, you know, he wasn't a Gold Glove caliber shortstop? There were others better. Fine, I'm not going to argue with you today. But he was a good defensive shortstop. You don't give Gold Gloves to bad defensive shortstops. I am willing to give him a break that his shoulder injury this year impacted his defense, because we saw good defensive play prior to this year. I am willing to give him that break. I expect Anthony Volpe to be a good defensive shortstop next year. Not a great one, not a Gold Glover again, but I don't think we're going to see as many errors. I would think he's going to be a solid defensive shortstop. Now, he's still, even when he was good, right, his second year, prone to some big mistakes and big moments, right? He single-handedly cost Clay Holmes 2 or 3 blown saves with balls that he should have turned into outs. Obviously, the famous one was that final game in Baltimore before the All-Star break, where he booted an easy ending of the game ground ball, and then Verdugo fell down that game, the Verdugo falls that game. I still think you're going to get a good shortstop. But yeah, offensively, he's just not good enough. He's just not good enough. And I don't think that a player who is one of the worst offensive players in the game, no matter how much you love him, no matter how much you think he is going to turn it around, 3 consecutive seasons of being the worst or one of the worst offensive players that plays every day in baseball, you can't get 500 at-bats and be worse than Anthony Volpe. That player should not be given the shortstop of the New York Yankees. I'm sorry. There has to be a standard of play for the New York Yankees. Has to be. There doesn't have to be an all-star at every position. They don't have to throw $100 million at every position. But you can't be... I can't get over the construction. Now, it sounds like a steel drum band is playing. I'm either right now in the middle of a studio yelling about Anthony Volpe, or I'm on the beach waiting for the buffet to start. Waiting for them to finally finish burying the pig.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But Anthony Volpe, I'm sorry. You can't be the worst offensive player in the game for three consecutive years and then be guaranteed the shortstop position for the New York Yankees. Nope. There has to be a level of standard. The Yankees have to be better than that. Have to be. And I'm disappointed because they're not going to be. But I do think he'll be better defensively at the very least. And I'm not putting it, it's not impossible that he ends up becoming much better. It's not impossible. He's still young. It's not impossible, but you can't bet on it, and you can't just give it away. And you can't give shortstop the New York Yankees over to hope. Now, as far as Lombard, he's not ready this year. There's no shot. He's been a big time prospect. Everybody loves him, not just with the Yankees, but across baseball. Everybody thinks he's going to be a good player. He did not hit last year. Now, that's common. It's not uncommon. It doesn't mean he's not going to pan out. But if you look at his offensive numbers last year in Double A and his season throughout the minor league year, he didn't hit very much. He needs another year of seasoning. He's not even close. He's not on the verge this year. I do not even think you will see him at any point in 2026. He is a 2027 player at the earliest. We're going to try Mikey in Babylon again. Mikey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I apologize.
That's all right.
I was in the middle of doing something, and I apologize that I lost you guys. I've been trying to get in touch with you. Like, you guys are my favorites. I listen to you every night before bedtime.
Oh, well, thank you for listening. I appreciate that.
Now, right, so now listen, when you say I have a conflict with you guys.
Okay, well, you have a conflict with me?
No, not with you. I love you, man. You have the greatest voice ever, and including at the end of the day, like, you know, your views on the Mets and the Yankees and the Giants, like, are on point.
Thank you.
It's just like I you know, I'm Jewish. Like, you know, I celebrate Hanukkah, and like I tried calling last night, and I was so excited to call because, you know, we're on our way home, and I had a nice big family party, and it was something I don't really get to do because I'm disabled. So it's like, at the end of the day, like, I wanted to call, and I wanted to give you my views on, like, what the WTF is going on with the Giants.
Okay.
And
so you've
what
got the
doing, and
you've got the floor. What's your issue with the Giants?
No. My issue was, like the person I called. And the person that answered the phone the first time said that my suggestion was ridiculous and it was outlandish. And it was like literally like no point of return of something that should be ever put on
Mikey,
like, the radio.
Mikey, you've got me interested. You've made it through. Now you're talking to me and you've upsold this thing. What is the most ridiculous giant point ever that shouldn't even be allowed on radio? I'm dying to hear it. What do you got?
All I wanted to do is just say, like, hey, why can't we pitch Tom Coughlin as the general manager?
Yeah. That's it? That's the most ridiculous?
Why can't?
Yeah. Listen, hey, I'm with you, Mikey. I don't think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It sounds ridiculous. He doesn't need to run the field anymore.
Yeah.
It's not like he needs to run, like, hey, you know, he doesn't have to run the field. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to run the field. All he has to do is just sit there and just, you know, like point fingers and, like, you know, get prospects.
You got to watch the mouth.
Never had to.
We're gonna, and I'm assuming Anthony's his father, so we're gonna go right back. We're gonna go right back to the car. I've got Anthony on hold. Sorry. What was the? Is that what coaches do on the sidelines? He doesn't have to be a coach anymore. He just like, da, 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 da. That was great. That had me laughing. I don't think it's the most ridiculous thought ever to have to bring him back into the organization. He's a little bit too old for it, I would think, now at this point. I wouldn't put anything past Tom Coughlin. But I don't think it's a match. I don't think him, he has only been a coach. And he helped build up the Jacksonville Jaguars from expansion team to then, playoff threat in AFC championship games. He did a great job. I don't think he's incapable of being a talent evaluator, of being a GM. I don't think at this point to give him that new role that he's never taken on at an NFL level before, really. I mean, to that extent, I just don't see it. It's not a ridiculous thought, and I'm sorry if the call screener told you that. Sometimes they got to protect me. But I don't think it's one that has much of a likelihood of happening. But I have a feeling we're going right back to the car and talking to Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
At first, I thought that was Craig Cotton calling up and, like, praising you with something, you know?
Yeah.
With like, a weird voice.
No.
But, you know, I can't wait for the baseball season because, you know, I'm a big-time Yankee fan, and I kind of want to predict what's going to happen with the Mets. Weaver's going to be lights out, okay? Williams is going to start blowing saves, and the fans are going to go absolutely nuts. And it's going to be the whole thing all over again like it was with the Yankees. I know they want to take a chance with Weaver, but, to have Williams be looking over his shoulder again, maybe it's just how I look at it. I think Williams signed thinking he was going to be a setup guy anyway, and he was happy with it. You know, I don't know why you wouldn't look for a team where you could be, you know, the number one closer. Maybe it was the best money he was going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I don't know where his psyche is going to be if he, you know, blows a couple of games because the fans are going to go absolutely nuts.
I agree with that. There is going to be, he is going to have zero runway. Zero. That fan base is going to be all over him. From the second he blows his first save, the second he gives up his first home run, the second he falters, like there's going to be very little grace period for Devin Williams. I totally agree with that. And the same thing for Weaver, really. Not to the extent, because I don't think he would be the closer. I think Williams is the closer. But when you come over from the Yankees and you're replacing Edwin Diaz, you put a, you know, I don't know about target on his back, but he's going to be very heavily scrutinized. He's replacing the best closer in franchise history, and he's a former Yankee, and he's been bad in a Yankee uniform. He gave the home run to Alonso, just replacing Diaz is going to be very, very, very tough. Now, I just got a tweet saying, oh, how did the Yankees, oh, this is embarrassing. The Yankees lost out on Weaver. Like, I don't view it that way. Did you really, Weaver's a good, like, right now in the Yankee bullpen, I would have brought back Weaver. Don't get me wrong. I would have brought him back. I would have been willing to, should I put it that way. Would I have wanted to give him 2 years at $11 million per? Probably not. Probably not. The Yankees have been really good at finding bullpen arms. They have a bunch of arms in their farm system. They've got I think they're going to be able to find guys who can pitch out of the bullpen. I really do. Last year, they did a poor job of it. Outside of that, they have traditionally done really well at building and finding a bullpen. Now, they're going to need guys to figure it out, right? I mean, you've got your closer lined up. You feel good about him. You feel good about Bednar. Doval has been a closer in this league. He has more saves than Bednar. He has been a closer for the San Francisco. He's done a really good job. He throws 100 miles an hour. It didn't work from when he got traded over here as much. He was kind of, you know, shaky, but kind of found it by the end a little bit. And I think he'll be much better this year. I'm excited about Doval and Bednar at the back end of the bullpen. I think that has a chance to be a really dynamic bullpen. Those two guys are both successful closers. Cruz, I mean, a little bit the nature of the reliever scares me because last year he had a really good year with that. But if they've really figured out something and get him throwing that splitter consistently good where he could throw it for strikes and he could throw it dropping out of the zone, like that was one of the best pitches in baseball when he had it going. So, like those three right there, I feel pretty good about. But they need a couple more bullpen arms, no doubt. I think they believe in Bird, who they traded for and put immediately in the minor leagues, but they traded for him with control for a reason. They think they're working hard on him to develop that slider a little bit more. They think it's got really good movement. They're going to try and work on some other things. But I don't think the Yankees are screwed because Weaver left. And I think it helps the Mets. So I think we'll see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.